Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go on a Monday. It is Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. How we feeling, huh?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good.
I would say so. Obviously, this is going to be a
fun
one
today. Anything
happened
yesterday?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Let's actually just talk about like how your weekend was.
Yeah, I was... I
went to the pool in the lake with my kids yesterday, and they had fun.
Yeah, there's definitely nothing to talk about, as you said. In fact, we were talking about somebody too much, we were told last week. So I'd actually...
That's weird. Do you feel that way now?
Just avoid talking about that person today. We'll see how long we can do that.
I refuse, because, come on, let's be honest. This is even earlier than you and I had ever thought possible. But yesterday, when we started firing off texting between each other, because by now everybody knows, Jack Caglione is a big leaguer. Official this morning, by the way, as the Royals sent down Dyron Blanco and called up Jack Caglione. More than anything, the initial reaction is, hell yeah, Cags is up. Time to go watch him hit the ball 700 feet to freedom. And you got to see him in Omaha, barely skin of your teeth.
Just in time.
Only covered it by a week in AA. So it just like feels like the timing has been very good for you and for us as a show. But more than anything, I'm just excited Cags is up.
Yeah, man.
Been waiting for this debut pretty much since the beginning of this year.
Yeah, we've been on Jack watch for months at this point in time. And we all know he has delivered at every level to this point in time. Not to mention
that shirt aged like milk.
Yeah, so if for those aren't, real quick. So
I know, it's okay.
Yeah, like we'll talk about Omaha a little bit later on the show. I was in Omaha with Dusty this weekend, and these shirts, they had just printed, they were selling out of these shirts. It's like the Scherzy thing, right? The CAG Scherzies. Poor Omaha, they only got like 4 days of selling them, and then now, you know,
turns into a massive big leaguer, they'll keep selling like Bobby Witt Jr. One sometimes, you know?
But we can talk about that. But no, look, we can get into the Royals angle as far as the big league club, like why now and everything like that. But for CAGs, this guy was drafted last July, and here we are June 2nd, and tomorrow, June 3rd, he'll be a big leaguer. That's, you know, for all the talk about they're waiting too long, they're not waiting too long, what's going on? Like, this was an extremely fast track, and he did everything to force the issue. I think what has gone on with the big league club also has forced the issue on top of it. This is going to be a really cool moment at the K next week when he makes his debut in front of a home crowd. And I know we've gotten texts and tweets from a lot of you guys, in the last, I don't know, what is it, 14 hours now or whatever at this point in time. And there's some of you that are going to make the trip to St. Louis tomorrow night. And hopefully, as much as Cardinals fans sometimes make the K look red, hopefully Royals fans can make New Busch Stadium there. We'll have plenty of blue tomorrow for his debut, so Cags hears everybody. So it's been awesome. I mean, the expectation, of course, for Cags is off the charts. Absolutely off the charts.
Barry Bonds' record seems in sight.
I figure eventually five-time MVP, just crazy stuff, you know, where everybody has set the bar for him. But it's cool to be able to talk about this, and you sense the excitement. especially after a day and a weekend against the Tigers that left you even more frustrated with a couple 1-0 sure. games. The pitching staff continues to be incredible, and yet we know they just don't have enough offense. But for Cags to make his debut, you mentioned a stat. I don't know who you saw it from, Cody, about making a debut this quickly.
He's the first guy to be drafted and inside of a full calendar year. So less than 365 days later, when he makes his debut tomorrow, he'll be the only other Royals player ever to be drafted and then make his major league debut inside of a year was one Bo Jackson. What a fitting player, by the way. The person whose bat crack sounded different than every other player on the planet, Jack Caglione. That seems like the fitting player, I would say, outside of it. And so, the excitement is warranted. I mean, look, we've been excited as a show. We've made that very clear. That's why we did the Cody and Gold road trip. That's why if I could convince 250 fans to wear CAG shirts out to, if everybody who went on the road trip would just go join us and we could get ourselves out to St. Louis tomorrow, I'd do that too. And I'm not even saying we're not trying to get ourselves to St. Louis
tomorrow. Things are in motion, yeah.
I can assure you, we are. You know this show well enough by now that I'd love to be wearing that CAG shirt sitting behind home plate tomorrow. If it all works out, we will certainly make an effort. I got to be honest, calls like that to the wife, you're like, hey,
this is where
would it be cool? Single and unattached. This is a great, no kids. That's a great time.
I would say, Cody, the last 3 to 4 days is a reminder of where the flexibility you have being single is incredible. Dusty and I were able to go to Omaha. No big deal. And trying to figure out how we can do this show from St. Louis tomorrow. For me, it's like, well, yeah, I'll be there. Cody's like, well, I gotta
I have to like make calls and check schedules and
it's a lot easier.
See what dance looks like this week.
Yeah. Someone says the Bo Jackson stat can't be true because Brandon Finnegan obviously made his debut in the same year he was drafted, 2 months after he was drafted.
Position player, I guess is what it was. I apologize.
So yeah, it makes more sense because Finnegan was in the World Series.
You're right. Position player. I apologize. After, that was a little off, but still.
Yeah.
Like we don't get these moments. Like debuts like this always stand out because I know that we just had one with Bobby, but because Bobby's was opening day, it always feels a little bit different, doesn't it, Gold? Like the energy feels a little bit different coming into it because you're like, oh, I'm coming into a just like a regular opening day that already has its normal buzz. And we knew Bobby Witt Jr. was going to be a star, but like it felt slightly different. Mid-season debuts for players of this level just feels different. And so I love Major League debuts anyway. I was just tweeting about John Rave getting his first career hit. Mm-hmm. I never get tired of those two things. Okay, great. So now it's just, can he live up to the expectation?
I would say
Bobby Witt Jr. did. This is hard. It's hard to live up to that level of expectation.
Long term in his career, he might. Immediately, I don't know how he does, just because
he's
coming in here, and I know the organization's not telling him to be this, but as bad as the offense is, the fans have seen what he's done in Double-A and a short stint in Triple-A. They're expecting him to come up and save the offense. Fans are. And by calling up him up now, it also is fueling that even more, I would say. And I do think, in our brief interaction we've had with him and things like that, he seems like someone that's going to be very even keeled, level headed, not too high, not too low.
But also
knows he's good and also knows he's the real deal. So I think that's not a concern. But the reality, look at any of these other guys have been called up, recently, whether it's Royals organization or not. There's also a very real chance that he struggles. Now, will he struggle right away? Will it be 2 weeks from now? I have no idea. But let's definitely enjoy today and tomorrow and hope that something special happens. And for this year's team, look, they do need him to be a huge force for them because they have zero pop in the lineup whatsoever. And, for him personally, too, I think it's pretty cool. His fiance, I guess, was out of the country for, I don't know, weeks or whatever. And she just got back. She was in Omaha on Friday. She just got back for the game Friday. So the fact
what
that she was able to be there, presumably, obviously as he got the news, I don't know, last night or whatever it would have been, is also just pretty cool for him, obviously, the way everything came together. But I do think it sends a message, though, for anybody that was questioning. We got texts on this last week and really over the last couple of weeks of, they're waiting too long or they're slow playing as an organization. The timing of CAGs getting called up means, I don't care, you cannot question their desire to win now.
Oh, no, they
now.
Want
it
to
is
win.
June 2nd. He's getting called up. And look, maybe they, with the formula, maybe they figured out, hey, the whole Super 2 eligibility thing, that they're probably okay and maybe clear of it anyway, or they're willing to sacrifice what could cost them ultimately $10 million down the road if, in fact, he becomes Super 2 eligible. And props to them if they're willing to do that. But it tells you that the offensive struggles and back-to-back 1-0 games, plus just where they're at as an organization in this year and the expectations from the fan base as well. I think that's a great signal to your fans. I think it's a great signal to the clubhouse and guys that, you know, we're trying to win now. We're bringing you help. You know how all fired up we all are as a fan base today, and he's even doing this radio show together. Think about the clubhouse. That has to give them a renewed sense of energy heading into tomorrow's game against the Cardinals.
I know it stinks for the guys who haven't been performing to feel like, because if this offense was scoring 6 runs a game, do they do it today, Gold, or do they wait 2 more weeks? The answer is probably they wait 2 more weeks, even though they had said they like to try to call up a guy when the offense is rolling and he gets to just be a part of it. And instead, he's going to come up and hit 5th or 6th, most likely,
I think so.
For this team, and he's going to be in that spot, and he's going to be counted on to immediately do it. But they should be win now. You got Bobby Witt Jr. You don't know how many years you got. Let's say there's a lockout in 2027. You lose a whole year this season. What do I got? 4 years left to Bobby? We told him we were serious about winning. We went after guys like Lugo. We made trades for Reagans. We gave Waka money in the offseason. We spent money on Estevez. Everything else they've done is about winning now. So why the hell wouldn't it be for Jack Caglione? Honestly, I think they probably would have been more aggressive in the offseason fixing the outfield issue if they didn't have a player like that who had the possibility of coming up and making an immediate impact offensively. Look, I'm still worried about the offense. I'm not going to come in here this weekend emphasize the same thing. The Royals are going to win every game, either 2-1 or lose every game 2-1. And that is a thin margin. You pitched lights out. Chris Bubich was incredible yesterday, and you lost a game 1-0. Do you know how deflating that must feel as an offense when you go in there and you got Chris Bubich to just be nails the entire night and then still lose? This is where Jack Caglione, even if he comes up and hits 240, he will run into some home runs on accident with his power. And so you need the ability to just score 2, score 3, score 1 in some cases, because 1 run could make a huge difference for them.
JJ Piccolo, we think, might be on the show tomorrow. It'd be a regular time for him. If not, we'll try to catch up this week with him and obviously talk about the timing of this. And I know a lot of people thought it should have happened earlier anyway, but just,
you know, it's been, what, 2 weeks 12, in AAA?
What, 12 games, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he ran into one on his first at bat Friday night.
Turned
out to be his last AAA home run. Hopefully he never has to go back down there. So hopefully that was his last ever AAA home run on Friday night. No, I bring up the timing again, because I think it's fair to say, and I'll see if you agree, that despite how much he has just completely destroyed the competition at every other level, I do think, even based off what JJ had said publicly last week, you know, hey, we want to see him for at least a little bit, I still think what happened this weekend and the continued struggle for the offense pushed it up. Did it push it up a month or two? No, I think Jack Caglione pushed it up a month or two. Did it push it up like this today versus 2 weeks from now versus 10 days from
Probably.
Now? I think the offense this weekend, if the Royals would have gone out and swept the Tigers and scored, I don't know if I'll ever get the real answer on this. I'm convinced that they don't call him up today or tomorrow. But the continued struggles with the offense, and as you just said, hey, he still is going to strike out. He's still going to have his growing pains. But you know what? Occasionally, he's just going to run into one and destroy a baseball. Got to have it. We have too good a pitcher. Chris Bubich is having a career year. We still have Cole Reagans coming back at some point in time. If you're JJ Piccolo, you're saying Seth Lugo, while it was a rough first outing back, we have Lugo. You look at what you're getting from your bullpen, even though Urseg's now on the IL. Like, we haven't even talked about him. And that news over the weekend, which is a big bummer too. So I think that the timing is not a
coincidence. You can't pitch your way out of the back end. Yeah, I can't either. And like, I think it was a guest last week on our show. Maybe it was a national pundit. I can't remember now. But the best way to look at it, I think, with Jack is he might still struggle. I'm not trying to pretend like he's going to come up and he's going to have Ellie De La, and he might. He might do that too. And he's just going to be like when Ellie De La Cruz came into the league. Remember Golden? He just hit like 12 homers his first month. I'm not telling you Jack's going to have 14 homers for his number when he, and 14's open, so I'm assuming that's what he'll wear.
Yeah.
When he gets
those
called
might
up.
Be a little popular next week at the Royals team store.
Yeah, yep. I think so. But so I don't, or the CAG shirts from Ray Gun might be very popular, the ones we all wore out there. But so when you look at it, I think it was at the point, though, and this is what really matters to me in the minors is, he might still struggle in the bigs, but he was never going to figure out his struggles in the minors. He was too good for them. He was too good for AA. He was too good for AAA. He wasn't going to work through whatever problems his game might have, hypothetically, at AAA. He showed up to AAA Gold and was immediately successful and started hitting bombs and getting sac flies. And this weekend, you might look at Saturday and Sunday and be like, did he do much? Because he technically, I think, went 0 for 4, 0 for 5 Saturday and Sunday combined. He also had 3 walks and a sac fly.
That's what was,
and was like a productive hitter. So even when he's not getting hits, he's been a regularly producing player. He needs to get to the bigs. He's got to get to the bigs.
And now he is. Tomorrow he's going to make his debut just down I-70 in St. Louis. I know we all were hoping that his true debut was going to be at home. But again, I think that was also a sign of the timing of everything.
Fun,
now, like, if you weren't going to debut at Kauffman, St. Louis is the next closest thing. So it is feasible for fans maybe to head over to St. Louis over the next couple of days to watch CAGs there as well. I think what you pointed out about the at-bats he had on Friday night. So first at-bat in Omaha. Down there, he hits the home run. But then maybe his last at-bat, or second to last at-bat, and I put out the video of it, he was down 0-2 in the count. It's one at-bat, all right? But down 0-2, and he ends up working a walk. That's a great. That's the best sign. As much as I love the first at-bat home run, the best sign is that he was down 0-2 in the count. He didn't chase. He ends up working a walk. And I know that's not what people came to see in that moment in that at-bat.
No, but that's what he needs to do.
But that's what he needs to do if he wants to be the guy we all hope he's going to be. The Pete Alonso comparisons from Jim Callis, or from J.J. Piccolo. Better than a bigger version of Shohei Ohtani from Jim Callis on the show. Last week we had J.J. Cooper, who said Giancarlo Stanton was his comp. I mean, this is what's out there. This is what's
not
out there
us.
For Jack Caglione.
I think he's, if Babe Ruth and Barry Bonds had a baby, and then that, you know, it's a slightly different comp for me. But, you know, still pretty good overall. No, I look, this weekend, and this is where it kind of was. What I learned about the Royals this weekend is kind of what I already knew. We asked, hey, how is this Tigers series going to make us feel about the Royals? And what I watched this weekend was not a team that was kind of like the, you know what it reminded me of? The Yankees playoff series last year. What I felt coming into that series is this is not a team that is light years ahead of where the Royals are. This is not a team that gets to just pick on them and it's baby brother. And it's all these years where I watch a Royals team just get their teeth kicked in by a far superior team. I didn't feel that way watching the Royals play all weekend. What I felt like is if this team had the 15th best offense in baseball, they'd be right where this team is. Like what? And that's how I felt like last year in the playoffs. I'm like, God, if they could just hit a little. This Yankees series would feel so different. That's how I felt in the playoffs last year. It felt very similar to that, which is if you could just find a way to scratch across a couple, I can see that you're fighting. I can see the will. I do not think you are way down the talent base. Walker flirted with a no-hitter. Chris Bubich was incredible. They once again can just pitch. I think the text line pointed out 194 runs in 60 games, kind of crazy. This team can pitch. And that's even without, the bad news this weekend that Urseg is going to be down for a little bit because of his injury. And it's just like, you got to supplement it. You got to offer it. And you and I still think 3 weeks from now, a month from now, they could be adding another bat, hypothetically,
well, I think
in the
they
trade
still
market
will need to,
too.
But
and then the offense could look a lot different.
They still need to, but there's also the reality where all right, he gets called up, and whether it's him individually or just the team, because it's more than just him, doesn't start hitting, and they still continue to struggle offensively. And are they still above 500? Are they still that kind of team?
What are they, 2 games above 500 right now?
Yeah, I believe that's accurate. Yeah, because they lost 2-3. Or they lost that 2-3. So to the Tigers over the weekend. So there's also that. This is a move where you got to stay in it, and the pitching's giving you a chance to stay in it. But also from a true standings perspective and a wild card spot perspective and all that, for you to be a buyer in a month, like, and hopefully he can give you just enough.
I think there's no way they're not going to be a buyer at this point. For what you said at the beginning of the show,
they're
when you call up Jack, when you do all this stuff, they're in it to win. Like they're not.
I agree.
You know, like,
I agree.
But, not messing around.
But that's why. But that's why I think you make this move now, though, to make sure you still are in position to be that, though, because you would worry would things slip all of a sudden, and you find yourself in, you know, you don't want to call up Jack Caglione when you're 4 games, 5 games under 500. Call him up now. You're above 500. Hopefully you can get it done on the road here a little bit as a team. And then you come back next weekend against a very good Yankees team that already has beat you a couple times this season. But yeah, the excitement is awesome. We're going to have plenty of time throughout today and tomorrow, because again, they're off today. So it's not like we got to debut tonight. We got to wait until tomorrow night, 6:45 first pitch right here on 96.5 The Fan in St. Louis. And I'll be curious to see how many Royals fans make the trip.
Because of the way it worked with Hosmer's debut versus Bobby's versus others, this feels more like when Hosmer got called up to me than when Bobby did. Because again, it was to open the season. Everyone knew he was a star, but it was like there was no mystery in it. We knew for the entire 6 weeks of spring training he was going to be like a Royals starter by the time the first game of the season hit. And so we kind of all had that feeling, and it wasn't like quite the same like, oh, he's here. That was like Hosmer's like, oh, he's here. Oh, here comes the debut. You and I were both there for Alex Gordon's. I am curious what Tuesday looks like, because Alex Gordon was a home debut and the crowd rose to their feet and he stepped to the plate with the bases loaded.
Curt Schilling, I believe.
Against Curt Schilling. And you're like, wow, this is a moment. He struck out, unfortunately, but the moment still felt big. And look, take it for what it is. Alex Gordon maybe didn't end up living up to the like ultimate ceiling people thought he was capable of being. Ended up being a 10-year big leaguer, lifetime Royal, and a World Series winner. And a Royals Hall of Famer. I wouldn't say I'm disappointed with what they got out of Alex Gordon. So debuts like this always just feel so.
Yeah, tomorrow big. Will be special, but next Tuesday, as you said, against the Yankees is when it's going to be really, really cool. And I'm sure a lot of you have already tried to get tickets for that. And it's already the Yankees. I know it's a weekday series, but it's already a Yankees series, which usually brings some more people out. So it could be an incredible moment.
What's the get-in price next Tuesday? Have we looked? It's not sold out yet,
no,
right?
No. It's not sold out. And I think it'll still be a little tricky to sell. It depends on what he does this week, too. Like, that's the thing.
If he hits six homers, I think we're probably having a different conversation.
Yes.
Yeah. He hits two tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, no big deal. He feels like, I will say, he's a bit of a showman when you're in the stands. He hit a homer when we were there, and then you and Dusty went back, and he hit a homer again in the first game you were there, so...
Yeah, look, I think you guys know. I'll just say what you're all thinking. Clearly, they were waiting for our in-person scout in AAA again. You know, I just shot the scouting report over after watching him Friday night in Omaha, and that was the final straw. They just needed one more. They needed, you know, you heard about them having Ned Yost and others go down to Arkansas, Cody, to watch him. They just needed Dusty and I one more time to watch him in Omaha and get the all clear. And that's what happened, and that's why they clearly called him up.
On the secondary site, the cheapest ticket in the building right now is about $50. So we'll see. And that's for Upper Tank. So don't know whether or not that will happen. There's really two things I think I need from the listeners on this end. One is there somebody who can, in some world, screen print just a shirt I have in mind? Could someone screen print a shirt today if I sent a photo over? How quickly can you get a shirt screen printed? So 913-586-7965. You got a system on that? I got a project for you. Willing to pay. Not asking for you to do it for free. It's multicolor. But there's a shirt I have in mind that I would like to own. And if you've got screen printing on that, 913-586-7965.
Cody has not told me. Let me just ask you this. Is it a shirt that a 40-year-old father of two should be wearing?
Debatable.
Ooh, okay.
Debatable. But, you know, I'd like to think that it'd be okay. So there's that.
Interesting.
And then the second thing is, because of travel, if we try, we're obviously, as a show, we're trying to get.
Does anybody have a private jet, you know?
Does anyone have a private jet? Because I want to do a CAG song, and I'm worried about timing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff to get to. You know, I will say, I had a song in mind for CAGs. I'd written it like 3 weeks ago. I kept thinking about it, and then I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure that it was the right song.
Okay.
So I've changed songs. It is not the right song, so I've decided.
You have two songs.
I have a song fully written, not performed, written for CAGs that I'm not going to perform because it's not the right song. I have found the right song. I will be attempting to record that sometime today, I guess, so I can have it for his debut. But traveling, all that stuff, I mean, it feels like it's going to be a real challenge.
You don't
want
to have
for the show
lyrics
tomorrow
or anything? Because 3 weeks ago, we didn't know where he was going to be. And now that he's going to be here.
The new song plays. It was something I'd been kicking around for the last week or so. Upon sending, I did some test recordings of both songs.
Test recordings?
And in listening to both, The second song was
some
the choice.
Some proper studio time.
Do you want to know what the first song was?
I know what the first song is.
Oh, okay. You know what the first song was?
I think the first one was, instead of I'm in love with a stripper, it was I'm in love with a hitter.
That is correct. Okay. That was the initial song I was going to.
That's what I thought.
I think you should
That one would have been creepy. Please tell me this one's less creepy.
The initial song. Yes, it's less creepy.
Okay.
It's less creepy.
I think you should still play the... I want to hear...
You want to hear I'm in love with a hitter?
I want to hear the performance, yes.
Maybe down the road.
And you think this one's better?
I think this one is... I think it's more appropriate for the debut. You know, like songs should have like a certain, or players should have a certain like energy to them.
Okay.
I felt like that song, I think he needed more of a rock anthem.
He's a power hitter, you know?
He's a power hitter making his mid-season debut. I felt like he needed more of a rock anthem, which is maybe where I felt.
Cody's going to go full heavy metal.
So.
I think you need a music. If you actually do a, if it's like a metal. I don't know what it is. If it is a metal cover.
I'm assuming it's a popular song because usually that's the key here.
If it's a metal cover, I think you should also have a music video that goes along with this at a future date that's released.
Somebody says their boss has a plane, but not if Cody sings. I'll pass on the song if we got a plane. Like, I mean, you know, if I don't have to drive, we got a plane there and back.
Yeah, look, you just got a nice little PJ. Just, you know, 2:30, we can be at the air. We'll be at New Century, or we'll be at Johnson County Executive 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, or tonight, anytime, honestly, you know, anytime. And just, you know, we'll just be quiet. We'll hop on the jet quick. What is that? A 35-minute flight, 40-minute flight. No big deal. Just let us know.
Somebody's claiming there's websites for t-shirts you can have in hours. Where are they printing these things? You're telling me I can order locally. a t-shirt online that I can get in hours? That seems crazy.
It must be like 1-800-Flowers, but like for t-shirts, where they just partner up with a local screen printer and then they just connect you.
I think the part, that's got to be it. So I got to at least figure it out. Somebody's suggesting a couple of places. Please continue to give me ideas because I would like to maybe get that shirt made today. I will give you one line from the original song I was going to do.
Okay.
That is, I'm in love with a hitter. That was the name of the song. You know, the very beginning of the song when he says, a body, a goddess. It was going to be got the body in Adonis. Was that line to start the song? So it was going to have a certain energy.
And you pivoted. Huh.
I pivoted because I felt like rock anthem was definitely the choice.
All right. Up next, we'll continue to talk about Cags a little bit, including his rookie of the year odds. They have been cut in half. Well, more than half at this point in time. And I got to clear the air on something. A lot of you are texting in. I guess the morning show brought something up that happened in Omaha. I have to explain myself. That's coming up.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up next. All right, just getting started. Fun day in Kansas City. Tomorrow's going to be even better as Cags makes his MLB debut. We appreciate you guys as always. Hope you had a great weekend. I think a lot of people fired up, obviously. See what can happen now with Jack Caglione, part of the Big League Club. Just for housekeeping purposes, the corresponding move for now, Dairon Blanco was optioned back down to AAA to make room for Cags. Now, I think they still got to do some 40-man roster maneuvering, but that'll probably come tomorrow afternoon. We went through some names last week or so. There's plenty of potential things they could do to easily get him added over to the 40-man roster before tomorrow's debut against the Cardinals. You guys can hit us up on the Jays Southland Tow Service. Text line 913-586-7965. Also, video stream up and running. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, X, Twitter. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of the shows here on 96.5 The Fan. So we mentioned I was in Omaha over the weekend, obviously, with Dusty. We went up there to see Cags and had a great time. I do think Omaha is underrated in terms of just, you know, if you're trying to spend a weekend. A lot of listeners we actually ran into at the stadium. A lot of people said they drove up Saturday morning, went with their kids to the Omaha Zoo, then went to the ballpark, and then drove back Sunday morning. So yeah, it's sure. A great little weekend trip for a lot of people. We had a good time up there. I've gotten multiple texts. I don't know what the morning show said, Cody. I don't know what they've been saying.
I wasn't there, I can't speak to it. So I wasn't in there, and I wasn't a part of the morning show.
You know, Jake Eisenberg, along with a bunch of people, recommended a certain spot for us to go get food.
Okay.
And they say, hey, the burgers are great. And what did Jake Eisenberg say? He's like, they got a different special every day. You got to try it. So Saturday, we did a little day drinking, and then we said, let's go get some lunch. Let's okay. go to
Block 16.
Let's go to that restaurant.
Okay.
And the special, right, the special that they had looked incredible. Let me show you them. Let me show you guys on the text line, and Cody, you can see a photo. This special, it's different every day. It looked very, very good.
Sure.
Very good. It was
looks like a tasty sandwich. Is it on rye?
It's a sourdough. It's technically sourdough. A burger okay. patty melt, but certified patty, Gouda, Gruyere, all the cheeses you like, Cody. PM sauce, grilled onion, butter grilled sourdough, available all day till they sell out. So I'm like, oh,
sounds
man,
awesome.
I'm like, this is it. And you guys normally criticize me for ordering just the most simplest thing on the menu. So I said, no, let me try something different. This looks
good. You're going to mix it up. I like it.
Good.
Okay.
I go up to the counter. It's one of those where like you order and then you sit down and they sure. bring it to you. Like, you know, that style. And so I go, hey, is there any way I can get it without the PM sauce? I don't need the sauce. Everything else looks great. They're like, oh, no substitutions on the special. I'm like, okay, fair enough. And Dusty's like, you're not going to like it. It's going to be like a Big Mac sauce. And I go, what's that? He's like, you're not going to like it. I go, eh, I'll get it anyway. All good.
You're taking a chance.
All good.
That's fine.
So we sit down, we wait. We actually met a listener there as well as we were sitting down waiting. They bring it out. It looks really good. The fries were amazing. I take a couple bites and I tried to scrape off some of the sauce or whatever. And I was just out after a couple bites. But they had already brought a grilled cheese as well. They messed up. They brought me a grilled cheese. And then like 2 minutes later said, oh, we didn't mean to do that. Here's your order. So I'm like, okay.
Here's your actual
order. So I had a couple bites of this special. And then I realized quickly that the sauce was going to be a problem. And so then I just ate the grilled cheese and the fries. And the text line has said, why'd you order grilled cheese? I did not order a grilled cheese, Cody. They brought it. They must have known I wasn't going to like this special.
They just thought, would you like this grilled cheese instead?
I will say this, like, and I get in a kitchen scenario. My guess is it's very easy. You tell me you worked at a restaurant. Hey, you just want to say, hey, the special, and they don't want to have any modification. That's what it was, right? Even though I wasn't asking for different cheese. I wasn't asking for different bread. Just don't put any sauce on it. So, but I did not order a grilled cheese. Let the record show. I did not order a grilled cheese. They brought me a grilled cheese.
I appreciate you trying a different sandwich. You know what a good way to step into trying new food
but
is?
You know this
sauce on side. Now, I know that they said no specialties.
I asked for sauce on side.
That way, at least you can, like, don't get rid of the sauce.
I asked.
Leave it in there. It's supposed to be a part of the sandwich. You know, open your world a little bit. Mm-hmm.
That was my,
I'm happy to be critical of under the circumstances in which it warrants.
I think
feel like it's one that works.
I think there's a little hypocrisy from the folks on the text line. Normally, if I would have said all I ordered was a plain hamburger or something, you guys would have said, oh my gosh, try something new, Gold. I did.
It's a hamburger place. I'm not going to be offended.
I didn't like it. And then now you guys are saying, well, why did you order it anyway? I can't win. I can't win here.
I don't see any issue with ordering it. You tried.
Yeah. The photo looked incredible.
Yeah,
the
photo looks good. Good looking sandwich. I like it on the sourdough, all that.
Somebody brings up a good question. Are you able to taste things now? Like, are you
I've
able
always
to,
been able to taste
it's
things.
It's just faint. And the smell is more the taste.
Some things aren't as strong of a taste because I haven't been able to smell for now a year and
that,
a half.
So that's what it is. The scent is not.
Oh, I can't smell anything. Yeah. As I've said, Cody could smell like
you
anything.
Still got the power.
I shower every day.
That's good. Thank you.
I did see.
The rest of the building thanks you as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Too important. Too ingrained into my daily routine.
A bunch of people were wearing the CAC shirts in Omaha, though, Cody, walking around the concourse in Werner Park. A bunch of people had the CAC shirts from our Springfield trip.
Where is it? The ones with the 96.5 or the ones you can just go buy a rig?
96.5.
Oh, I like it. So people thought it was fun going down to Springfield. Uh-huh. So why not go back up?
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, was the service good at the restaurant? Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
Nice people?
Very nice people. Accommodating. No issues at all. They were super nice. Can't say enough about how nice their staff was. I think their owner was very nice and everything.
Great.
Too,
so great. Glad you guys had fun.
Yeah.
And, skinnier teeth. Just barely got it done. Which brings us to a bet we know our boss made and a lot of people made, and I hope you made a couple of days ago and not last night. Because now the real question I'm getting from fans, now that he's up, is... There's two things I'm getting asked. Where's he going to hit? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know, fifth or sixth is probably a good guess. My guess is behind Mikel Garcia, and he'll hit sixth. And the second question you get is, can he win or will he win Rookie of the Year? Look, his odds, Gold, were 40-1 48 hours ago. Like, it was, I mean, less than a week ago.
Oh, less than that. I mean, Cody,
15 hours ago,
you could still find him at 30-1. But those have been more than cut in half, 15-1, down to 9-1 for him to win Rookie of the Year. And the favorite is Jacob Wilson.
Who's -400?
Yeah, he was 50-1 in March. Someone just sent me a screenshot of their bet they made in March when he was 51. They put $500 on him to win Rookie of the Year in March to win $25,000. So that person's feeling good, at least about their chances. Odds-wise, I still think the tricky thing here is that Jacob Wilson had a head start by 2 months, and he's hitting 350. But this was the timeline last week when we brought it up, that if you think he can win Rookie of the Year, he needed to be called up like now. Because if he was waiting till July, too much work to make up. He now has a shot if he rakes.
June, July,
if
August, September. He's got 4 months.
If he rakes, he could get it done. Remember, you would get a comp pick.
I think
if he wins
it, even
it.
If they finish in the top.
International, I think, for second or third.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think is how it works.
Yeah, I think you're right. Which they'll take.
But sure.
International money's not nothing. It's money you don't get otherwise. Here's the thing that'll help him, is that Jacob Wilson is hitting home runs and is getting RBI as well, and he's been a 2.3 war player, but it's the home run thing. Because this is, as old MVP, Rookie of the Years, whatever, a narrative-based award. What he'll have to do in order to win it, Gold, is to have that Ellie De La Cruz appear. You know, like, show up in the big leagues, and in the first 2 weeks, everyone would be like, well, that's a freak of nature. Watch him slug the ball into the fountains. Have a game-winning home run. Have a walk-off home run. Just the way to make up the gap on Jacob Wilson is to have a moment and to have it early. Have that, like, I'm in the big leagues and everybody knows it moment, and surpass this guy in home runs in a couple of weeks that in 57 games, he's got 7. Over the next, 25 games, have 7. And and jump ahead. Look, it's still a long shot. It's a great bet if you made it at 40 or 50-1.
Sure.
You got tremendous odds.
The hard part.
Still a long shot. I don't actually think he's going to win it. I'm assuming Jacob Wilson's going to win it.
Yeah, if you bet him at 40-1 or better than that, like, props to you. You gambled on him even having a shot, and now he has a shot. That was the risk. If you bet a week ago, you bet hoping that he would get called up soon enough. If he would, if the Royals' offense was not struggling, I'm convinced he wouldn't have been called up yet. And so, 3 weeks from now, it would have been too late to win Rookie of the Year. He's got a shot. I would put it at a 10 to 15% shot to win it, which is better than zero. Now that it's down to 9-1, I don't know if I would touch it. Full disclosure, I have a ticket on him, not at 40-1, because now I'm like, screw it. I got him at 15-1 right when the announcement happened.
So still better than the 9-1 you could get it at today.
Correct. So
those odds shifted fast, I bet.
Oh, well, sure, because everybody's thinking the same thing.
Cody, you mentioned him having a moment. I mean, I can't think of any better moment than next week outplaying Aaron Judge against the Yankees at home and having a walk-off.
They got any nationally televised ones out of those Yankees games? One of those happened to be on Fox at night or something? Because that, again, it's a narrative-based award. And you know what narrative people like out of hitters more than anything else? Homers.
For sure.
And he hits big. This is the thing that will actually help him. The reason why I actually give him a chance, Gold, I'd say 10, 15% chance. The reason why I even give him a chance to do it is every highlight of him hitting the ball 487 feet is a thing that helps.
Yeah, he has to be the story, though. And that's where you brought up how quick, like immediately, we're just talking for rookie of the year, not for him to have a successful first, you know, half a season or whatever with the Royals. But if we're talking rookie of the year, it would take him being the story initially, as in he hit, I mean, it sounds crazy stuff, honestly, Cody, you know, walk off home run in the first week or two. I'm serious. Like, that's the crazy stuff that you almost need to jumpstart the rookie of the year campaign for him to do that. Someone points out that the Yankees game on Tuesday is national television as well. That helps.
Oh, his debut?
Network, yeah, TBS or MLB
debut?
Network. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's TBS is Tuesday, Thursday is MLB Network.
So twice in the series, he's on national TV. That helps the cause for that. So it's all there, man. It is all set up.
The stage is set. Again, it's a long shot. I actually think it's about the percentage chance of what his current odds are, Gold. I'd probably give him a 10% chance. He's 9-1, right? I mean, I think that that's a fair odd based on what you're getting out of it, and we'll see how that. Someone says from the 816, any chance of home run derby? Oh my God, please. Please put Jack. Yeah, by the way, another thing that would really boost his chances of being in there, but he'd have to hit like 9 home runs in the next 2 weeks.
I don't think there's enough time.
There's just not.
He'll be in it eventually. Don't worry. He'll be in it eventually. I don't know if that's realistic.
And hopefully they'll talk about him instead of talking about whoever the hell else they were talking about instead of Salvador Perez.
Where's the All-Star game at this year?
Atlanta, I think.
Yeah, the Battery? I think so. That sounds
how convenient.
For which part?
Like the Battery. That might be what they're in the building here.
We're just going to have to like travel the globe to watch CAGS. You've been to Springfield and Omaha. You and I might be in St. Louis tomorrow to watch it. Then should we go to Chicago
I don't think it's.
Should we go to Atlanta to watch him in the Home Run Derby if he's in it?
Yeah, I don't even think it's might anymore. I think we can probably say now that we're driving to St. Louis tonight and we're going to be at the game tomorrow. We're doing
on
our
very
show.
Last minute, we have decided to go to St. Louis because this show supports Jack.
We just got that finalized, I think. So we're driving to St. Louis tonight. We'll be in St. Louis tomorrow doing our show, and then we'll be there for plenty of coverage of CAGS' debut.
I'll be honest, the initial call was like, what? Like, hey, I didn't warn her last night because I wasn't really sure how realistic of a possibility it was.
Yeah, how's your wife
for
feeling?
You and I to get to St. Louis on short time? It's kind of weird to tell somebody like, hey, I'm gonna leave at 6 o'clock tonight. See ya? Bit of an awkward. Nah, it was fine. She was comfortable with it. I just wanted to make sure that our schedules line up. More than anything else, you're not trying to leave one parent hanging, you know? You don't want to leave them high and dry, Gold, where you're like, good luck being a parent. I'll just be sitting out at St. Louis watching Jack Caglione ideally hit a home run in his major league debut. Bye. All is well. Seems like we'll be good to go. Good to go. I'm excited to go. You were at, which big debuts have you been at before? Were you at Bobby's? I was at Bobby's.
I was not at Bobby's. I wasn't in town. I don't think I was working in the city at the time.
I was at Bobby Wood Jr.'s. I was at Alex Gordon's.
Gordon and Haas.
Yeah. So Jimmy Gobbles, that was a big one because of how well he pitched.
Gordon and Haas and Daniel Lynch. I was at Daniel
been
Lynch's.
I've like 15 debuts.
I think I was at Daniel Lynch's debut as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Do you think Zumwalt will be his hitting coach by Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to make a change in season.
You could do it quietly.
I don't think it'll be the time
to do it quietly. But
I don't think they'll make a change in season. That's an off-season convo. I know people don't want to hear that, but I think it's an off. Even though we talked about, clearly, there needs to be more discussion about what's going on there with hitting development and everything, but I don't think they're going to do it in season, though.
So we are legit going. Someone's like, on Twitch, someone's like, damn, wait, are you guys legit going out there? Yes.
Yeah, we're
Alex
driving
will
tonight.
Now have seen Caglione. By the time he sees Caglione next Tuesday against the Yankees, he will have watched Jack Caglione play. I will have watched him in three different cities, and you would have watched him in four in a like 4 week or five, 6 week, whatever time period. When do we go to Springfield? I don't remember now.
Early May. It's been a weird month, I'll be honest. I did not expect to be in some of the cities I've been in the last month.
You weren't planning on just like slowly traveling the globe watching Jack Caglione. You're coming in like a super fan. You know?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely a fan of his. That's for sure.
Someone said we're groupies. You guys are groupies.
There you go.
CAGS groupies.
I mean, at this point, it's kind of starting to sound like that. I mean, do you blame us? Like, do you blame us? If you could get off work tomorrow, is anybody? Let me know. 913-586-7965. Are you going to get off work tomorrow? And if you could, Would you drive out to St. Louis? This is not even the most... Now, I will say, Gold, you mentioned earlier in the show the, like, pre-kid life. The, you know, and then even, yeah, like, the relationship.
Flexibility makes
the relationship stuff, that's fine. But the pre-kid flexibility, that is something to behold. This isn't even the most reckless, spur-of-the-moment trip. I once, on 48 hours... No, 48? Might have been less than that. 36 hours notice? Got asked by a friend if I would drive with him to Savannah, Georgia. And I spent, like, 5 days there. I went on 36 hours notice. I once got woke up at 6 a.m. and asked if I would drive to the Gulf of Mexico when I was 17 years old that day, and I went. So really, this is pretty in line of my personality. I should probably stop doing that and instead plan trips.
Yeah, man. It's been an interesting 24 hours or 12 hours or so. Thinking of interesting, Drew, you texted us over the weekend.
Why do you do this to yourself, Drew?
Well, we'll get to... No. The text he sent us.
Different text.
We'll get to his tweet, which he's a little off the hook today because of CAG's call-up. He's not front and center with him just trying to cause a Twitter...
Oh, you want me to rile people up
again? No, we'll do that in a minute.
You tried to rile people up on social media yesterday.
And
we'll get to that. And then you tried to back off and run... we'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to it. But I'm talking about the text you sent us. Oh, it was a screenshot. I'm still confused about what the screenshot was.
So I got the text message. I got a text message. It was, at first I thought it was, or I was just enjoying my weekend. And Saturday, I got a text that says, it's from maybe Mark. Obviously, you know, if you have an iPhone, it does that. I don't know if Androids do the same thing. This person's name is probably this. The text reads, "The thought of losing you keeps me up at night."
I thought at first this was to your wife from an ex.
No. This is to me.
Well.
This is to me.
Okay, what'd you
this
say?
This is from Mark. I just said,
"Hey, Mark."
I was like, should I play along with this? So I sent a...
This poor guy's lovesick.
I sent a GIF of some sort of like funny like... kissing emoji.
You responded back.
Oh yeah, 100%. I felt like I was obligated.
You sent back a kissing emoji to this guy.
Felt like I was obligated.
It was ruining this guy's day.
No, it wasn't an emoji. It was one of the GIFs or whatever. It was like
he thinks he's alive.
Oh yeah. So he responds back, or he has not responded back yet. I'm still waiting for the reply. Maybe that's, I don't know.
Are you sure it's not a spam text? Like it's one of these people like when Gold got one out of town and be like, you're in town. What are you up to tonight?
It must be. I thought it would be funny to play along, but I was like, what the heck is this?
What would you do, by the way, if an ex sent you a message that said,
the thought of losing you keeps me up at night.
Let's just say, a girl you dated sent you a message that said, the thought of losing you keeps me up at night. What's your move? Ignore it? Block?
Yes.
Or are you back into the... It depends on how much you liked him, probably.
100%. You
know? Yeah, at this point, though, I think I would... Yeah, at this point, I don't think I would respond. I think I'd be out at that point.
But what if...
How long too concerning? Together? You shouldn't like me that much would be my initial thought.
But far away? I mean, how long has it been?
That, I think,
inside
is a valid
year,
question.
Let's say inside a year.
How enjoyable was the time with this individual? Like, if this was one of the best times you've had...
I gotta say, you can't send that text inside a year. You could just text the person and be like, hey, you want to go out again? You still single? You want to go on a couple of dates? That's got to be at least 2-3 years
I just don't know why you responded to a clear spam text.
Well, because I wanted to have some fun.
But I think you responded to a robot.
You probably have your bank account.
I think you responded to a robot.
Evidently, I did. I just thought it was going to be funny. I wanted to see what they would say back. You know, it's like playing the game with like the spam callers. Oh, you want me to... Let me see if I have time to talk to you for 10 minutes and get this set up.
I thought they would text back. The spammer's really bad at their job. They're sending spam texts and not even getting back to you?
That's what I'm saying.
Someone said you should never have responded. They just got hacked yesterday for $1,800 on their debit card. Thankfully, their bank flagged it.
As somebody who's been hacked before,
Not the time you gave money for your cash. That was not hacked. You were hacked a different time? Do you have any consumer awareness? Why are you always getting ripped off? How'd you get hacked?
Okay, well, it was more ripped off, I guess, than hacked. I would say just from it was ripped off because this person actually responded back, who was the spam.
Oh, you responded to a spam text a different time and got in trouble?
Well, no, I'm saying
you just got to stop responding to random messages.
It's fine. Like, I don't have I'm not giving them any information. I just, you know, sent back a... Apparently, I pronounced it wrong, too. It's a GIF, I guess.
Definitely GIF.
Whatever.
GIF. Some people pronounce it the other way.
That's fine.
But I prefer GIF. I think the original creator of it pronounced GIF, but the original creator of a lot of things.
Look, if the original
get stuff wrong.
If the original creator called it a GIF, then hey,
you're sticking with it now.
I don't think you can be wrong. But
I mean,
somebody asked if I. Somebody said I probably still call people asking if their refrigerator is running. I can't say I've done that yet.
This goes back to the prank call stuff we were talking about with Shadur Sanders and the other stuff where it's like,
yeah, that's different.
There are pranks that are funny and light and easy and not serious. And then there's ruining what could be the most important day of this person's life up to this point.
Yes.
And maybe not doing it then. It's like, maybe don't prank someone on their wedding day, you know? Not the time
to
be pulling pranks. Like, people kept asking, like, the jokes be like, if Alex got married, we'll let you sing a song. I'm like, I wouldn't ask to sing a song at Alex's wedding.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to ruin the day. There's a time to goof around and do it, but it's not then.
All right, coming up next, though, I want to play some audio. We just finally got the live reaction from Jack Caglione when he was told he's getting called up. The Royals have that audio available. You guys want to hear this. It's obviously a very, very cool moment when Jersh told Cags, you're getting the call up, go call your dad. So it's awesome audio. We're going to play that for you coming up next right here on Cody and Gold.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.